The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hi friends. Justine just told me that adults adopting adults that we've been talking on Patreon may get canceled.
Could be canceled.
Sex trafficking. I just never thought I'd be associated with something.
Danny took the show down quick.
Yeah.
So they, is that a season two? People
it's
are
season
saying
two?
That, I don't know, because really? I was Googling it trying to see if it got canceled, and people are saying, is it coming back for a season two? So I got to follow up more and figure out.
No, I
what
don't
the
think
situation
so. This is the first season.
That's what I thought,
like I
would
have heard of this. God. Well, we'll see. We're not here talking adults adopting adults. We're here
but
to talk
Danny,
Bravo. But
she can't. Yeah, that Rachel couldn't find it on her on demand or on the website. They were trying to promote it, and it was the episodes you could watch were taken down. And
what?
TikTok is like up in a flurry about it being sex trafficking. But
ooh, okay.
The other couples are...
Adults,
or grandparents
right? but,
trafficking,
but they featured the hell out of him.
And Danny's taking that.
It's
and there's
it is sex
to me. It means there's something more behind the scenes with Danny, right?
Yeah.
They need proof of that.
He's in these groups and shit. These Facebook groups. I didn't trust him for a second. There's something real creepy
God.
There.
He's yeah. a fuck.
Oh,
I hope that baby's right, okay, well. Ileana, and the baby.
Right. Mm.
And now they live in the Ukraine and the whole Ukraine's having a whole issue. Jesus.
Right. Whole issue. Russia issue. Oh, God. We'll see.
God.
Well, that came out hard and fast, huh?
I don't know if that's the truth or not, but that's
okay. The rumor on the street.
So far, they can't find it. Yeah.
All right.
And Off the Grid has been on for a while. People have been watching it and I haven't heard about it.
Because we're not on Discovery Plus.
It's a Discovery Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's yeah. It's on Discovery Plus. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We're talking Jersey, Miami, Summer House. Would love to know where you'd like to start.
I love that I've given up on OC. It really feels free.
Me too. I've also given up on Salt Lake City. It's also free.
It wasn't.
I have not
week,
missed.
But, yeah.
Oh. Okay. There we go. I have not missed either one. I'd like to start with Jersey.
Salt Lake City still brings me in because on a Sunday night. When it got the Sunday night anxiety, it kind of calms
yeah.
my nerves.
Right. Yeah.
But it's kind
That's
of a high strung. Yeah. Oh, God bless you.
Very peaceful. There was an episode. If anybody watches Euphoria, Justine could never watch a show. It's like so disturbing. But the episode where
I'm
Rue
glad
was
that
like,
you tell me.
Deep in her addiction. There was an episode 2 weeks ago that was like so hard to watch. Like I was just cringing the entire time. She's like, just like really deep in a very bad
Are they
spiral.
Needle drugs?
Like,
did they show needle drugs on there?
She did do needles this episode for the first time ever. And it was
I can't
like,
handle
oh,
that.
God. Yeah. No,
Azalea,
it's
Azalea. I don't know if I'm getting this right or Azalea wrong.
Banks
Azalea,
or whatever.
Did you
her
see
name
that?
Is?
Put it posted
no.
the picture of that. Julia is Julia Fox with Kanye.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And she's injecting herself in the picture. And
Ooh,
they were like talking
no,
about how
you.
They got drugs from each other or something like that. Allegedly, we'll say, and I mean, it's just it's terrifying.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Drugs like that, and
Euphoria is
you,
a heavy watch, but it's
drug.
Brilliant.
People
it's
smoking
hard.
Something that can grow out of the ground is not a fucking drug.
Get on your soapbox.
Oh God! Yeah. All right.
I'd like to talk Jersey. I would. Okay. Can I just tell you the thrill? Of watching Dolores start to get real angry at the end of the episode of Jackie was like, I just love watching Dolores in her element. Dolores is just one of one. She's so underrated, I think.
I love Dolores, but after Jackie, Dolores should know better in my eyes than to go after Jackie. But Jackie stands up for herself really good. What she came in and said, but after watching her talk about the eating disorder and that she might die and that she's not even eating lick of food at dinner with her husband,
yeah,
makes me like so want to just crawl up in a hole in fear for her. It made me, that was one of the most real moments of Housewives
I have to I've say, ever I have watched. To give her, I thought the same thing. So when they sat down for that meal and then I said to Dorian, what's her face, I was like
going after her. I'm like, oh my God, you don't know what she's going through, Dolores.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, she doesn't know. I mean, no, when they were sitting there, when they sat down for dinner at the table and I heard her say, and I said to Dorian, I was like, man, she never eats. And this is before they even got into the conversation. Ugh. I was just watching, like, there is an uncomfortableness she has just being around food, like at a restaurant, you can see she's nervous about the interaction. She's, and so when she opened up, I was like, my God, like, again, Jackie's really grown in my eyes. And this was, this is hard as fuck to talk about on TV and show.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, you could even see
she Evan didn't was eat like, anything.
No, she didn't eat a lick of food. And you heard her say, she was like, Evan, to be honest with you, I was excited when you said 5 p.m. tonight because that meant it was too early for me to eat. It's like, Jesus.
She needs serious help.
She does. And I appreciate she said that. And like Evan was like, we're going to get you some help. Like, but it shouldn't have gotten to this point. If your adult kids, like they're not adults, but they're whatever, adolescent kids can say, what's mommy doing?
She's,
why doesn't mommy
eating
eat
the same food?
Why does she eat the same thing? Like she already had needed help. She should have. And that, so I'm glad that she's doing it, but God, that was rough.
Brutal. And for him to tell her on camera that the kids, he really just brutally was like, well, the kids say it. They're really noticing.
I know. And then she was like, holy shit, like,
this is heavy. They seem like a very in love couple, the way they're holding hands at dinner and things. Yeah.
I guess it was heavy shit, man.
I hope she gets okay because she is thin.
Their wedding picture. I just like, I guess my question is, what is Evan like? I really hope Evan has been like a positive influence in this area. Like, cause this seems like their entire marriage has been ravaged by this eating disorder. I just like, when she said I'm hungry all the time and she was like crying.
Yeah.
I was like, oh fuck, this is terrible. I feel for her. I really do.
And
heavy
being on this show is not good for her.
No. Cause you saw what she said last season. I lost a lot of weight when I saw her at the party. At the keg party, whatever, I was thinking she looks very thin. Like you can see her arm. She's got that bone, that shoulder bone thing happening. Ugh.
It's not okay. Yeah. And And poor Evan just sitting there wolfing his food down. Mm-hmm. And you would think that she would push her, like she doesn't even Lisa Rinna it and push it around.
She doesn't. Yeah. Lisa.
That's what's really scary.
I know.
It's a terrifying thing that she's saying that out open. She needs like to go away for,
I think that's her,
like, 6
that's
weeks
her cry. That's her cry for
serious
help.
Yeah,
she's saying it in public, which
it was like a Taylor Armstrong moment. It seemed very heavy to me.
It did. Me too. Very heavy. I thought the same thing.
And it's sick because when you see her in that little pink dress and there's, I think, blue dress, and I'm thinking to myself, God, she looks good. But then when she says what she has to go through to get that skinny, it's sick. And that's what all of us women grew up with, are these freaking skinny ass people that we think we all have to be. And that's why, at least these days, I know, like the TikToker and the Kardashians did one thing to make women, I guess, if you don't have to look.
Oh, now it's just the opposite. Everybody's getting fucking BBLs and shooting their ass up. So we have another problem on our hands.
But like that little TikToker, Addison Rae, and when she was in She's All That, she seems like she has a normal body looking compared to what we all grew up with, which was the Olsen twins and Kate Moss.
Right.
I feel bad for Jackie. That really was like, holy shit, man. Mm-hmm. And I give Bravo, this shows that they could have really gotten rid of Jackie. Why'd they keep her around for 4 seasons? They need to give time to these housewives sometimes to, if they bring them on for one season, why do they get cast in the first place?
Whoever produces Jersey has done a pretty exceptional job casting. There's been a few misses, but nowhere near the volume of Orange County or even Beverly Hills.
Atlanta.
Like one off. Yeah. Atlanta. We have all these one off season people who are there for one season are terrible. Like that's happened a little bit to Jersey, but not a lot. I mean, they struck gold because their core cast has kind of been great. But mm-hmm. even like this iteration is a very strong cast to me.
It's growing good. Yeah,
it is. I'm over Marge, though. I really like there's just her whole look to me. It's like skeletal or something. Just the very white hair and the like. She just
the attitude feeling for people. And yeah. She's really tight with everyone off camera.
Yeah.
Like her and Dolores are BFFs off camera. Where is all this?
Right. I know. It's very interesting.
And Dolores is good friends with Teresa. And then she's Dolores, at least I love Dolores, but I really hope that I don't turn on her. It's almost, yeah, I don't know. I have to figure out what I think about her. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like just with the cheating, it's like she gets a rise. She like enjoys it that everyone, there's something to Dolores. There's a very darkness with her that with the Frank, I think her and Frank are more platonic than ever. The daughter calling her dad, Frank.
I thought that was, dad, so I was just going to say that
shows
whole scene with
a
her,
lot of darkness
her Frank,
within.
Yes. And when she said, when Dolores was sitting there and she's like, you know, me and Gabrielle or whatever her name is, like we're yellers and we're angry. And like, Frankie just wants everything to be peaceful. It's like, yeah, that's because he was raised in chaos. That's not like who he is. Yeah. That's like from trauma of his upbringing. So there is some shit there for sure.
And then to keep
the fact that they never lived with their dad.
With him. Right.
They've never lived with their dad, but Dolores has been with the dad in some weird format for 25 years. You know what I mean? It's weird. Very odd.
Like Frank has been in the picture,
but
and it seems like they have a decent relationship with Frank.
Right.
And I guess I can understand, I guess, that they always lived with. But when the daughter's like, oh, Frank isn't going to have someone come in here. Well, you know, he's going to bring a girl. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, these poor kids have been through.
I thought the same thing. That scene was very odd to me. It left me like kind of like, what the fuck has happened here? But see, and then there's like moments like on the flip side, the men meeting for drinks, like seeing Frank, Joe, and Joe, I could watch that all day. So like when the men are in a group, I like them more. Joe Gorga is much more lovable around men and they're laughing and busting each other's balls. Like I love that.
I
when
hate
you
Joe
pull
Gorga
each of
now,
these
though.
Men outside of this group, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, you're a douchebag. You
know? I know. So Frank is the least to me. And Frank, I know, has made mistakes, but with the daughter calling him Frank, it seems like there's a lot more to the story than we know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But at least they've seemed like they're grown up good. She's a vet. Frankie Jr. is doing whatever the hell he's doing.
Right.
I don't like Marge's husband. Seems like he would screw Dolores in a back alleyway.
Watching him
than
and Dolores
anything.
At that party, I was like, my God, look at the two.
Dolores
of them.
Won't do anything, but he would.
No, never. Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And who wouldn't? I mean, she's smoking hot. But the way that she has a ton of plastic surgery on the DL, which no judgment, whatever.
Not even on the DL. It's like posting that shit.
There's a lot of weird shit that goes on with Dolores. The more we get to know her and just the way that with Jen. Yeah. I don't feel bad for Jen that much, but it's almost like just don't cry about it and move on. It just, there is kind of a heartless situation with it, but maybe because she's like, been so fractured. She's like, I've been through it. Yeah.
She's a cold Italian woman. I think like I totally get your point and I agree. There's some weird shit with Dolores. I just think she's a solid, solid housewife. I do not particularly maybe a good person.
I would never want her gone. Oh, but no. Before I used to think she was.
Yeah. There's just, I mean, I don't think she's a bad person. I just, there's definitely some layers here to all of these dynamics.
It's not going
to
be her best light of the season, of a season, probably.
Yeah. I don't think so either. What did you think of the Louis-led activity with the family?
I think he's a mental case. I think he's a scam artist. I think he's thinking way too hard what he's actually going to say. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, he seems really nice. Seems like him and Teresa get along. And it seems like the kids like him too, but it's only been a year. But with the red faces and the history of the woman running cross country in the wedding dress, you know, there's a lot to think about.
His energy is like frantic to me. Watch him run around and getting everything ready. He's like a very high strung, red faced, like, but then when he's sitting there and he kind of led, like, honestly, to give Louis credit,
he did.
They've gone, they've been to fucking therapy. They've gone to group retreats. They've never had a peaceful conversation.
I agree
like this
with you. Yeah.
When they're actually talking about issues. So he actually did a masterful
job. No yelling.
No yelling. And to the point where Joe said, like, I finally understand today. By the end, I was like, look at Louis, the group facilitator here. Give him a fucking award. But it is, I don't know. I would not be shocked if he's running a Ponzi scheme. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. And then with Frank. Oh, yeah. He's been great to Frankie Jr.
Right. Exactly. So he's working with Frankie Jr. I trust Frankie Jr. too.
Is he like, Jen Shawing our asses?
Maybe. That's a rumor, I think.
But Teresa seems very happy.
She does.
I don't know.
You know what I loved was Melania at that stupid sweatshirt photo shoot where they were trying to talk to her about Gorga. And she's like, and they're like, I mean, you're going to have to like get on. She's like, you're not going to make me do anything. You're not going to force me to do shit. I'm like, Melania, like, I love it.
I love it.
I love that.
She's a force.
She is.
And she gets through to little Joe Gorga, the little weasel. The little weasel. Does. He's a fucking asshole. I am like, so I almost feel bad for Melissa that she's married to that guy. I don't like him. Something has turned on me. My alarm is going off big time. I just don't find it as charming. I don't know. No, something is going off with me. No.
Yeah. Look at you turning on your old gold standards.
I'm glad. I want to watch him. I'll watch him till the day I die. He's so, the way he was kind of talking about Gia behind her back. Still, the way that Gia kind of was more grown up at the sweatshirt thing, saying, no, we made up. You got to be okay with it, Melania. It's our family, blah, blah, blah. And then Joe wanted to kind of roast her with the other two guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just don't like shit.
All of his issues come down to like his, what he views women should be and the place of women in a family. And like, because I guarantee you, if she was his nephew, he wouldn't have said that shit.
Right.
He wouldn't have. And it's all gender shit with him. All of his shit with Melissa, treating her like shit for having a job. Mm-hmm. And like, it all comes down to, he thinks a woman's place is in the kitchen, sucking your dick.
Sexualizing the daughter.
And they shouldn't make an opinion. You're seen, not heard kind of bullshit.
I love the cousins embracing though. Doesn't that warm your heart?
I love that. So sweet.
Too cute.
So like, that's like, to Louis's credit, they all got to sit there and actually see like a healthy family interaction, which is few and far between for this family. So like, that's positive. He may be a crook. It remains to be seen. But
what about little Gabriella, like silent as a ghost, showing up with Teresa? She's got to meet Louis' brother. She just sits there silent. The poor thing.
I know.
And then the other one's off it.
No, that's Adriana.
Off at Navarro cheer.
I know. She'd be a Navarro cheer, I think.
Teresa's such a great mother. I mean, all the girls have turned out. And then you see the way that they're still so independent. And it's not like Teresa's a hard ass. Like when the girls are talking, she's like, okay, well, you got it. This is my family, blah, blah, blah. Is Teresa more of a hard ass behind the scenes? Like, what do you think?
Oh, with her daughters?
Yeah. Like
I see her as a pushover.
Right.
With her kids.
And do your kids still turn out okay if you're a pushover? Are they not as okay as I think they are?
I think they're okay. I don't know how they're okay. If they're okay, it's a credit to something and somewhere, because I don't understand how they could have. Like, I thought the most powerful thing Melania said was when she was sitting there and she was like, I just want to have nothing happen. Like, I just want nothing. And it was like, fuck, that has been from them from what, 7 to now, is chaos. And like, for her to just say, I just want to have nothing come up. I just want to live life. It's like, fuck, you're 17. That should have already been happening. That's so sad. You know,
I don't really believe want Joe Gorga.
Huh? have a good life. Yeah.
He wants to fight forever.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
What is it? Is he jealous?
I don't know. Some people are just fighters, you know? All right. Anything else? Jersey?
Weird. Well, at the end, I was impressed with Jackie. Whatever she came in at the end, who did she say that to? And then Dolores got in her face. What were they talking about? They're talking about to Jen.
Their friendship, thing. Like questioning their friendship. That.
Oh, right, right, right. Because Jen was saying that Dolores is closer with March. Jackie is quiet, but she does got some balls. So she does have to take the heat if she's getting in the kitchen. You're right.
Yeah, she does.
And what's up with Bill? Does Bill, the way that he acts and they're trying to keep the skeletons in the closet, why'd they go on the reality TV? And do you think he does feel, the way they're holding hands and stuff, is it a show or can a marriage really heal after something like that? After a 2-year affair where he probably had sex with someone, if there's 52 or 365 days, if they had sex, you're having sex with someone probably like 300 times.
Yeah.
But the more and more now that we're seeing Bill after it's open,
yeah,
I guess it's, does Jen just move on? What's the, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I can't look at them now. And then they're on Instagram posting about their Valentine's Day workout. It's tainted their whole life. And she was on Weapon saying that his family's yelling at them about it. He's in trouble with his family. And she regrets the nose job, she said.
As she should. It looks terrible.
She looks, I'm getting used to, when I watched her and Watch What Happens, I got used to it. But it is so, it's like a Michael Jackson nose. It's so thin.
I don't know what they did to it. It doesn't look thin in these episodes. It looks very fat at the bottom.
It's yeah, look at her.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's settled a little bit, but it's, I don't even know how she, it looks like it's going to break right off. You can't be fucking with your nose so much.
No.
Ugh. All right. I'll shut up about it, but God, there's so much we could talk for hours about New Jersey. My God.
The best. Nothing like it.
I don't ever want to hear waking up in the, I don't like Gia. I don't want to see her confessionals. Fuck off.
No, I don't really. I would love to see Melania over Gia all day.
Me too.
Yeah. I've always loved Melania. Yeah.
Me too.
Melania's been the best. All right. Summer House or Miami?
We'll save Miami. We'll do Summer House.
What happened this episode?
Maya talking about how uncomfortable she is. Yeah. Which it was a nice talk that they had.
I thought that was a little odd about the muffins.
That's what my first mind went to when Paige was like, I didn't know if it was Sierra or Maya who asked me for a muffin. And I was like, oh, you can't tell the black girls apart. In my head, I'm like, Justine, don't think that. That's not what it was. Yeah. They're just, maybe she's just confused. But then it, as time went on, it's like, that's how they feel. Yeah. It's just like, God, that sucks.
I have to give Sierra credit because she did a really good job of like facilitating the conversation.
She did.
And like I thought, honestly, everybody took it pretty well. Like I appreciated Kyle, like just being like, we need to learn more. Sometimes you don't need to like try to okay something away. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just have to like listen. So I felt like they did a good job of that, of just like sitting there. But then when Luke was like, listen,
I've been through
my first summer. It wasn't easy for me. It's like, Luke, you were a fucking supermodel of a white man. Shut the fuck up. Like, what are you talking about?
Kyle saved his ass there.
The Hamptons.
I know.
It's like, come on.
And he's an idiot. Yeah. He doesn't mean harm, but he's an idiot. Yeah.
No, totally. Yeah. When he's like,
I did enjoy it. I like Maya and I like Sierra even more now after that. It was.
Yeah, I agree. And this is, you know what I have to say, that if Bravo's going to do this kind of shit, like in terms of just randomly adding black people to like an all white cast, at least here you get two people of color who have a shared experience. And even Alex in that conversation, when he was saying about like the people coming at him, it's like that, this is how you do that it and make sick. It not seem like tokenized and normal.
I agree.
Yeah. So I feel like they're maybe figuring it out.
You're right. I forgot about that too. And
I mean, I'm hearing him say that too.
Just the fact that that's how life is, you know, it's horrible. I think it's
like important as white people, especially like people like them who just roll anywhere, to like be reminded that not everybody can just like feel comfortable in any space, you know. It's truly a privilege to like walk into a room and not feel like everybody's fucking staring at you or thinking about you or like, you know.
Right. And Maya, like, it seems at first, oh, big deal, Andre called you a different name. Well, she's been called a different name her whole fucking life, you know, so right. I can understand. Right. Yeah. And yeah. Andre seemed Andrea like he crying. Really was upset. Yeah.
No. Yeah. You could tell he got it. Oh, God. How about them? Sierra,
I like her more and more. I'd like it to be less drunk, or I guess that's what the show is, but I like her.
Yeah. Yes, I do too. She was talking. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. No, I am too. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Her and Paige have really just replaced her and Hannah. Like, they're just so like much the little better. Two together.
Yeah, it's so much more or less annoying.
And they're so more pretty together. It's disgusting when they did that TikTok. Disgusting. It's like, God, you guys are cute.
Sierra in that fucking red bathing suit at the beach. I'm like, Jesus Christ, look at that. Who looks like that? I don't know. It's ridiculous. And she has boobs. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even. Yeah, her body's crazy.
It's just unbelievable.
Paige, too. Paige's body's killer as well. Not an ounce. Like, she's just like, I don't understand these women.
And they're like, they're all their bodies.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
It really is.
And the men look like complete dorks compared to them. I mean,
yeah.
It's just.
You know what I thought watching
Amanda's
them at the beach?
Body, how is she like that? It doesn't seem like she even works out.
It's like fair. I would love a beach day, like without a child. There's just such a different experience of going to the beach by yourself and going to the beach with a kid where you're afraid they're going to drown and choke on sand
in the corner. Oh,
and
God,
fucking throw food at the birds and choke and like
and they got their bread and the squirrels are coming over.
Exactly.
And where you can drink on the beach here, you know, California, they've taken that from us all.
Right. Right.
Because everyone's a bunch of fucking idiots. And to see them out there drinking.
I know.
It's like,
it's great.
Geez, what a life.
Looks like so fun. And I love them coming home and just like crashing hard, that like day drunk nap where you wake up feeling like death, but then they just somehow come together and like,
no shower. Paige and
I thought
that's where I draw
right
the line with Sharon a bed.
Me too. Don't get in a
Don't
get in a bed after the beach.
No.
You have to rinse off. There's sand everywhere.
Changing the sheets and I wouldn't even, I don't know. There's nothing better than getting in the shower then taking a nap, but maybe they were really fucked up.
Sometimes it doesn't happen, you know?
And then
I don't know if you caught this.
Power through and cook.
Right. Lindsay was at the beach, like talking to Luke, and she was like drunk, and he was like, all right, well, your boob's out now. And she like kind of like pulled it back in. I love that kind of friendship. Or like when Lindsay walked in drunk, did you see her talking to her shoes? She's like, I don't like you. Because you hurt my feet. Like, I love those moments.
It was mean what they did to Maya, though. Like, they should have invited her out.
Yeah, it was a very dick move. But
it
they were drunk.
Mean. I know.
Drunk as hell.
But then she's like, well, you got to come out with us. Well, she asked you to come out.
Right.
And you turned her down. Said you couldn't get her in.
It's amazing how Danielle and Lindsay can rally and go out. Like, I don't understand how
it's
they
impressive.
Have that capability.
Yeah.
Are they doing drugs? Like, what is happening? How are you still rolling after that many drinks? I don't know. It's crazy.
It's impressive. And Danielle quitting her job and then working on an app. Where are all these startups where there's just where there's a huge fund of money for you to live your dreams?
I know.
It seems like maybe a New York City type situation where you meet the right person maybe. And
yeah. That
you get presented an opportunity.
Right. I Danielle drunk is also, she's like Danielle and Kyle. I would love to see the two of them out wasted together. Like when Danielle and Lindsay were like drunk, they're sitting and eating their food. And like Lindsay was saying something, she's like, what? Let's we circle back tomorrow. Like there's something fun about her.
I do. I really like Danielle too.
Where was
and
Carl
I like their friendship.
Episode?
It's real. They're really cute.
It's like pure. It's a real friendship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where was Carl?
I don't know where Carl was, but he's really not needed on the show, which is sad.
No, I know.
I like him, but
I do too.
It's and time for him maybe to move on.
Yeah, I think you may be right.
He could have a new show where he's in a Shark Tank type situation.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing Lindsay crying, and then knowing that she's going to end up with Carl in just a few months, how your whole life can change. It's really weird.
And they seem like so in love. It's very cute.
But I don't get the vibes of
maybe you're going to see them like next to each other.
Do you?
I don't know.
When they're in those pictures on Instagram?
Yeah.
But there must be, but I don't know.
I get your point. I don't feel like a deep sense of passion between the two of them.
But what's it like to bang your friend after you've been
friends for so long?
But then a couple summers ago, they were going to make out. They were making out or whatever. Who knows? Amanda needs to stop with the 9-to-5 Dolly Parton shoulder pad blazer outfits. You got a body like that. You got all the time in the world when you hit menopause to wear clothes that can cover you up when your hormones are fluctuating. You got a body like that. You owe it to the world to wear nothing. Okay. Stop. It's 90 degrees out in the middle of the summer in the Hamptons. It's freaking humid. You're dressed like an old man from the office in the 1980s. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
It's the vibe these days.
Well, it's not right.
Yeah,
she has
not right
tits
dressed
for
like
days.
A slut.
Seriously, Paige does it perfect. She dresses her age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all Paige right. should be. She should be dressing everybody. I didn't believe in her at first, but I thought it was cute that Lindsay wanted to have everybody take a swig of the tequila and give a compliment about Amanda, even though she wasn't there.
Yeah,
I thought that was really sweet, and that would make Amanda feel really good.
She was just doing it so she can get a shot.
Or I just thought it was sweet to think of Amanda because Lindsay seems like she's more team Kyle. Yeah, if I was Amanda, I would be intimidated by Lindsay, and to know that Lindsay kind of has been won over by Amanda, I just thought it was sweet.
Good old Lindsay.
But poor Maya, she feels so left out. You can feel it.
Because she's not friends with.
I know. It's just not it feels so awkward when you're with these. You've been in that situation. You're like, God, I just want to go home.
Yeah. Totally.
And when Paige said to her, you'll feel a lot better when you're sitting here alone. Will she, Paige?
I thought that. Yeah. When she was like, you don't need to go out. You'll feel better alone. It's like, okay.
I don't think she will. But
I know. I thought the same.
I don't know.
All right. Let's talk Miami. Versace.
What the fuck Versace is.
I love the opulence of Versace. I loved all of their looks. I think Alexia is freaking banging. Like she looks amazing. Amazing.
If you had all that money, would you be Versace is like a once I guess it's a Miami
Versace
thing.
Is very Miami. It's very Miami.
Yeah.
The opulence of it, the like
it would be fun
in your
in
face
while,
of the brand.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think Versace is.
So Donatella is
like
the sister of the guy Giovanni.
Yeah, Gianni.
Gianni.
I think it was Gianni.
Sorry, Gianni.
Yeah,
and he was the main designer of Versace, and she took over after that.
I think they worked together. Maybe. Okay. Wasn't there there was something on them? Yeah, but
there was a murder show about that, but I never watched it.
I don't think I finished.
People did like it.
Larsa's entire ass was out. Her dress, she loves a split dress up to the vagina. I don't know.
She's
like
born
for
Miami.
She's great.
I think it's fun to have a mom that's sexual like that, but my mom was the complete opposite. So I just can't imagine growing up with a hot mom who's tits are out half the time.
I loved her kid when they were looking at the house, like, oh, it's used to like, I'm used to like a bigger backyard. It's like, oh, the entire ocean is not enough for you. Oh, God.
God, he's handsome.
Yeah.
Cute kids.
I think the Marisol, this is the kind of petty fight that
house
enjoy,
is sick, is like, though.
Oh, the house is sick. The Marisol,
the guy's
Nicole,
gonna buy jet skis for him.
Like, the Marisol Nicole fight. Like, I just love a petty fight like that. I love Nicole saying that Marisol's dead to her, which is like comedic because it's like, who are you? And then I love Marisol like calling her out and then being like, oh, so you don't care. You don't care, but you're talking to everyone. You don't care. Okay. Okay. Like, and I just love Marisol.
People are
so
asking
unbothered.
Her. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I actually think I'm leaning towards,
Nicole?
I don't hate Nicole as much.
Oh, okay.
To me, it comes across Marisol as kind of attacking the.
The new girl
in a jealousy kind of way. That's how I'm starting to feel it. I love Marisol, but there's comes a thing with age that you should know better or something, but it comes across cooler to me if you're nicer to people that then it comes across very kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's a move she's going for is like, I don't know you. You don't know my friends. We've been friends for 10 years. Who are you? And like, she wanted Nicole to kiss the ring and Nicole didn't kiss the ring and is like, I actually don't care. And I think that's just going to piss Marisol off more because like, I think she wants somebody to like kind of bow down or something.
I appreciated it for Housewives, how Marisol handled the talk. But if that was my mom, I would be embarrassed. Like, I don't care. You know, I would want my mom
to be embarrassed of my mom on any of these shows. Yeah. Like, this is not the.
I yeah, like Marisol's I husband, though. He's cute.
She's also like a low. She does seem like an alcoholic. Like her joy over the sound of the shaking of a martini. Like that's
a joke, but there's a lot of truth to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe that Adriana and Julia are like, I think I'm starting to believe their friendship. I don't know why they were sitting in the rain.
The rain thing makes me feel like. If you and I were sitting out, we'd be like, okay, let's go in the house. That seemed very, either they were shit-faced or...
They had to be shit-faced.
They
it's
are
the only explanation.
Really, I don't in see love them having sex with each other. It seems like Martina, she likes Martina.
Yeah, see, like the
I'd
sexual vibe
I'd much rather
vibe
be with Martina
me,
than Adriana.
The sexual vibe has been removed. Like, I don't get that sense, but it is a weird friendship. Like, I was doing something, so I was like listening to it. And then I looked up and I'm like, why are they still sitting there in the rain? Like, what happened? Like, I didn't even see the rain come in. And all of a sudden they're still standing there. It's like, what? This is very odd.
Maybe because Adriana, her facial expressions seem as nuts as she is. And Julia, she looks like she should be way more sophisticated than she actually is. Like in a fun way. But she just surprises us with how kooky she is. But if she's best friends with Adriana, I guess she is kooky. And it seems like Martina wouldn't want to put up with a nut job who would like Adriana, and for her to be best friends with Adriana is just surprising, I guess, the more we get to know her.
But I thought Adriana looked great at the Versace. I thought that was the best she's looked this entire season. Like, her makeup looked great. Her outfit was great. Her face looked
better.
Good. Yeah. She looks good there.
Yeah. I don't want to say what I think about her face because it's wrong. But it's sad all these women that when your kids leave, I hate thinking about that.
Oh my God. It's like she's got one son. I was thinking of that. I was like, oh God, it's going to be me and Sterling like chasing him down the street. Don't leave.
I know. Her going to Paris and your kids move on.
It happens so, fast.
When Jackie and the husband on Jersey were sitting there eating dinner, it's like eventually it's just you two, you know?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Me and Tyler started out on an accidental pregnancy. Who knows if we're going to make it?
I think you'll make it.
It's just funny.
But yeah, no, it is weird. It's like to just, I was listening to this podcast where they were talking about Stations 11, that other show. And he was saying how there's like this line in the show where she says she's like, he took care of her, like kind of like an adopted kid. And she says to him, like, I never felt scared with you. And he said, I was scared the entire time. And they were like, that's parenthood. You know, it's like you're terrified the entire time. And then it's over. And you're like, wait, what the hell happened? And it just, I was like, it really struck me where it's like, God, it's like, it's just in a blink of an eye, it's all over, you know, and they're adults. And then you wish for the time back. And then when you're in the moment, you want to run away. it's mind
crazy.
Fuck. I know. Be over
time goes by so fast. My one son is up to my shoulders almost.
Even the fact that, like, we've been watching Housewives this long, where, like, we saw Adriana's son be at, like, a 11-year-old. Now he's like an adult living somewhere. It's like, what the fuck? Where did the time go?
Oh, like, my two oldest were watching Sandlot, and they get to the point where they're kissing the lifeguard, and the oldest one was like, I could see the wheels were spinning, like, oh my god, someday I'm gonna kiss a girl. And like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
I hope you.
It's really wild.
Please, when you talk to Warner about
then they
sex,
went out and bought him a box of condoms.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope Alexia's mom didn't die of COVID. Did she?
I think she did.
I hope she, like, oh, God. I think she didn't make it to the wedding. Did she make it to
the
wedding?
That's why the wedding gets canceled, because they don't end up having a big wedding. Peter got married somewhere alone. Eventually, and it was recent while they weren't taping. It was like a couple weeks ago or something.
Holy shit, she died on what would have been her wedding day.
God, I couldn't get married. I feel like that's an omen or something.
Oh,
fuck. God. Gertie's like, well, I'm still gonna need to get paid. I don't know. I'm just kidding. That's
a disaster.
Man.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's why this country's fucked up. This world's fucked up, because most people, the majority of people get COVID, they're fine. And then there's people walking around whose parents are killed from it. And other people are so callous about it. I can't imagine.
I know.
You know, everyone's
so
like,
sad.
It's no big deal. No big deal. Well, freaking
not big deal until somebody gets
Alexis'
it. Right.
Mom's dead. You know, it is a big fucking deal.
Right. I mean, what did they say? How many people have died in America? It's like, I think it's close to 1 million.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's unbelievable.
God.
Yeah, that's sad. And when she was saying, Todd has taught me how to not be an overbearing mother. It's like, yeah, a man would teach you that. You're a mother. Just be who the fuck you are. Don't listen to Todd, who's threatening to beat the shit out of your kid.
Good old Todd. You haven't seen him again. He came in, blew the family up.
He came
up. He's been around. I think what is just striking me about Miami is, like, nothing is happening different than normal Housewives.
I know.
Different.
I feel the same
way. Even just like the Versace mansion scene, like, this could be anywhere. They could be OC going to some house for a bachelorette party. It feels different. You're into it. There's little moments of conversations. Like, I love hearing Alexia say penis in Spanish and then, like, laughing and jumping on the dick. And then, like, the dinner, like, there's just a freshness to it. And I can't put my finger on it, but it's great.
They got these gorgeous, I mean, Kiki, friend of who hopefully we get to know her more. She knows everybody. Like, she's involved. These friends are actually, they're on the fringe, but they're part of the friendship group. They're not just hired on as nobodies, and everybody knows each other.
Yes. And again, I love the fashion. Like, I think the fashion is phenomenal.
These
models all look great. They all know how to freaking dress. Even Larsa, it's just entertaining to watch her, like, stuff herself into these outfits and just be out here. It's great.
Larsa is something else. And the way that she handles Julia, I'd be crying. I don't know what I would do. Does Larsa think that she's going to say Larsa?
I know. She's just staring.
Julia's
her down,
all, like, upset. And then Larsa,
what? I know.
I've always been nice to you. Poor Larsa. Adriana is nuts. The way that Larsa talks about her, she is true. She's very unbalanced.
They
panned over to Adriana. I'm like, I'm sure people say that about me.
You and Adriana besides the same question.
I don't want to be. I want to be more like, I got to channel more like Larsa. I love people that can really talk to you without raising their voice, be calm.
Uh-huh.
Their face isn't turning red. Their chest isn't red.
Yeah,
they're
it's
not
hard
crying.
To do, though.
It's a skill.
It's hard. It is a skill. Because, you know, you kind of have to disconnect yourself from the emotion.
I need to do that. I need a beta blocker. Posture, the Obamas, so the red dress.
Oh, that was great too.
The Obama.
She told me I had to go in the middle.
She had her arm wrapped around him. Can you imagine touching him?
Great.
His back.
Sterling has these little books, like little leaders in Black history. And there's like a man version and a woman version. They're like little kind of like cartoon characters of like different, you know, different people from history. And always when he gets like, I've drilled into his head, like who Obama is. I'm always like, ugh. So when he gets to the page, he goes like, oh, it's for us. Like points at me, he has like no idea who it is, you know, like no context. It's hilarious. But every time he gets to that page, he's like,
I know my mom's
can
like,
you imagine you're just, Obama tells you look great. What's he in the middle?
No. I die and go to heaven.
Right?
She did look good.
Yeah.
Great episode. All You're right. It's nothing new, but it's just, it's a great show. Fresh. Love it. It's
fresh,
fun.
fresh. All right, guys. We'll be back before you know it. And we love you. Oh, and we were on Below Deck, the podcast.
Overboard Below Deck podcast.
A Below Deck podcast. We hopped on there and talked to them about Below Deck, the season, and just kind of Below Deck overall.
Listen to
them. If you guys are interested, yeah, check
it out.
Nice
guys.
Very
two peas
nice.
In our pod.
I love talking to two men, you know, about
it
reality
was so
TV.
Much
it's
fun.
Like a real rarity. Yeah, it was a good time. So check that out and we'll be back before you know it. We love you guys. Oh, and check out our interview with Jason from Winterhouse. That's posted as well.